Hi, I'm Denise, a compulsive overeater, bulimic restrictor, and currently got 2 years abstinence. My experience of life has been quite traumatic, prior to coming into OA footsteps from as early as I can remember, probably 7 years old. Various different traumas. As a consequence, I turned to food for comfort. My earliest memory was lying under my bed, having stolen food from the fridge when everybody went to bed. And that was my comfort. And then I progressed to relationships were very dysfunctional as I grew up in a dysfunctional family. And consequently, that was abusive. And I was in women's refuges countless times. In 2014, a friend of mine who had been in the program for 15, 16 years, maybe longer, tried to steer me in the direction of it, but I guess I was in denial. And I had a weird idea of what it was all about. So I dipped in and dipped out again. And 10 years later, I thought, this is getting serious. I had a kidney transplant. And it was paramount that I lost weight. So I joined again. And the love in OA Footsteps and OA is immense. The fellowship, the outreach was immense. And it steered me in the right direction. And after some time, with gentle guidance and doing workshops and working the steps, learning the steps, I achieved abstinence, none of which I could have done without the help of OA Footsteps. None of it, because I tried every therapy going, every diet going, and none of them worked. I knew it all, or so I thought. But once I started doing the steps, I realized I didn't know it all, and my self-will was my biggest enemy. Once I let that go and handed it over to my higher power, and really started to understand the program, my abstinence maintained. I'm not complacent, I know just for today. I am abstinent. Tomorrow could be a whole new ball game because I struggle still very much every single day. If something happens in my life that's upsetting, a loss of a loved one, my animals dying, my first go-to would be food. It isn't now, although it's a struggle not to be, because I can outreach anybody and they will talk me through any given situation I'm in. And by the time that phone call ends, I'll take myself for a walk. And the feeling of wanting to go to food lifts. But it always is pecking at my head. So it is a battle on a daily basis. The hope that I've gotten through being in this program, because I never had any until I joined. I had no will to live, even. Certainly didn't love myself. So why would anybody else? But this program has taught me there is life after. And I throw myself into service because that too helps me with my abstinence. Believe it or not, it really does. I have to be careful I don't do too much. And then I'm inadequate in some because I'm overloading. But I've got a fair bit of service going. And every day I look forward to every meeting I go on and putting myself out there for service. I trained in security and I trained in other aspects. Still wobbling on the screen sharing, but I'm willing to learn it over and over until I get it just right. I can do it. I know I can do it. And this is what OA Steps has taught me. if I'm willing and I let go of my self-will, then everything will start to fall into place. I started off at probably heading towards 200 pound, sorry, 200 kilo, whatever. I'm now 64.6. And that was through following the steps, doing service, getting my abstinence, and reaching out at the right time. I'm not saying I've been perfect, I'm imperfectly perfect. I have had wobbles, but not in the food, funnily enough. More emotional sobriety, because I've had a lot to deal with in my life. And I don't want to trigger anybody by going into detail, but let's just say it's been a really tough life. And I'm also neurodiverse and other labels that the system take care to give me. But the one thing I know is this program works for me. And I'm sure given time, it would work for anybody. I just have to focus perhaps more than the average person because of my neurodiversity. And I am stubborn. It has to be proven to me before. I'm sorry for laughing, but it really has to be in black and white. Otherwise, I don't get it. But I'm learning to get it. I have learned to get it. And it really is worth having. And if I do slip and I lose my absence, I know right where to go. Back to step one. And work my way back through again. Because the end game, or the end result for now, just for today, is absolutely amazing. It really is. And I will strive to keep my abstinence. I hope I never lose it, but we are only human. And temptation is all around us every single day. And it's a disease that won't go away. But this program helps manage it. It really does. It has for me. Nothing else did. And my family have noticed the difference in me. I'm a member of three fellowships, and each and every one of them are part of my recovery. Without them, I'd be back where I was. Just treading water and wishing an end to what I was suffering. But now I don't have that anymore. I have hope. I have recovery for today, an ongoing process that won't stop. If I suddenly decide, oh, I've got it cracked, and leave the rooms, then I know I'll lose my abstinence without doubt. Because I'll think I know it all and self-will will creep in. And that's the danger part of my disease. Because I thought I knew it all and I didn't. I now know that I have to work hard to keep that abstinence. Because I'll lose it as sure as I got it. There's no doubt of that in my mind. And the support and love in the fellowship. Even when you embark on service, which I had trouble with at first because I had self-doubt. I spent my whole childhood being called an idiot. You're useless. You're thick. Because my dad was a perfectionist. And if you got less than 100%, you were useless. So even if I got 85%, it was not good enough and I was punished. He was and excelled to a brilliant businessman. So who was I to argue with his principles and his morals? He got where he got from the ground floor up to the top. But nothing I did was ever good enough. But now I know I am good enough through this program. I can do it with the gentle help of training in service. I can do it, and I do it on a daily basis for my own intergroup. And each time I do it, I feel good about that because I don't feel useless anymore. And I don't care what he says in my ear still, even though he's long past now. I still hear him saying, "You stupid girl." But I know I'm not. And the more I listen to the program and the less I listen to his voice, the more I feel I can do things. And I am abstinent, whether he'd be proud of that or not. I'm proud of me. And I love OA Footsteps and OA because they saved my life. Literally. And if I can give back what was given to me, then that too will help my abstinence because everybody deserves the gift of a life. And if anything else I can say that could inspire someone to do those steps, work those steps, and gain their abstinence, I'm always available at the end of a phone, even if it's just for a chat. And to sponsor. I have a great sponsor. It's just busy, busy, busy worlds and committees and meetings. Sometimes we don't connect as often as we'd both like, but I endeavour to do so as soon as I can. Because every time service is offered to me, I say, "Oh, yes, please." But I had to get a service sponsor to say, "Denise, you need to sit on your hands because your workload is increasing." But I don't care because it keeps me abstinent. And I can see my time is going down, so I shall end my share. Thank you to everybody for listening.